Shauger, not surprising, but no fireworks from Ken Holland in free agency.
Yeah, he took a pretty measured approach. You know, I think on July 1st, Gregs, if you can fill a couple of holes and not hurt yourself, that's probably a reasonably successful July 1st. Because a lot of GMs hurt themselves on July 1st, like no question. And everybody's in a different position, but a lot of times guys end up hurting themselves. So, he didn't get everything done that's on his list, but he also didn't hurt himself, and he has some time. You know, when we questioned him on, well, what about the forward you need? He was like, yep, we still got, you know, it's July 1st and we still have the summer. So, you know, I think it was a successful day because he was frugal, but added some decent pieces, but there's still lots left to do.
And they just called the goal back, Shauger, offside. So I know you're not watching it, but USA gets a break. And so right, it's still 2-1. It's big story if you're a soccer fan. So going back to the order, like, I'm not surprised on that. Ken Holland did say that, you know, he still wants to try to rejig the roster. You know, there's 3 months until the regular season begins. He'll be looking at a lot of different things and obviously via trade more than free agency, simply because he doesn't have that much cap space, even with buying out Andre Sekera. Like, I crunched the numbers today, and if you look at the Oilers roster, had they not bought out Sekera, they'd have like $295,000 in cap space today.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we knew they were tight. They were tight before. So they make the decision to buy him out. They get some breathing room, and they were able to have a day where they, you know, they added a player that will be able to play on their third line, they hope. Likely a winger, maybe a center, most likely a winger. And then they create some competition for some bottom six roles, you know, forwards 10, 11, and 12, 13 as well, with guys like Haas and Yurko and, you know, some of these types of deals. We don't know what to expect from Nygaard. I think they're secretly hoping that he'll be able to come in and at least try and push to be on a middle third line, even a second line. I think that's probably wishful thinking. But they've created some competition forwards kind of 6 through 11. And that's what he wanted to do. And now they've got space left where if a trade comes up, where they've got to swap a little bit of money in and out to improve themselves, they've got the room to do it. So, again, I think a lot of times it's as much about not doing any severe damage on July 1st as much as it is filling in all of the holes.
Reiner Schaug from TSN joins us. Was there any move yesterday that caught your eye positively?
I thought Jimmy Vesey for a third-round pick was really good. I thought the price tag on him would have been a little bit higher. But, you know, he's a guy that can probably get you a 15 to 19 or 20. So that was more a trade. I noticed that early in the day. I feel like he was precisely the type of player that the Oilers would be looking for that could be a second/third line player. So I like that trade. I think the Canucks spent too much on their defensemen. I understand why San Jose with Pavelski, you know, at $7 million per, why they did what they did. Positive deals. I mean, I actually like the deal that the Leafs, for both teams, I like the deal that the Leafs and Colorado did. I think both teams are better today.
Yeah, well, I think they're better today and different, and I think Colorado might win that long term because, just because what Barry's going to command next season.
Yeah. Well, and you wonder, too, if Kyle Dubas isn't somewhat resigning himself to the fact that he's going to have to trade a forward here in the offseason. That they're going to have no choice, whoever it ends up being. I don't know if you give up all those assets in a player like Nazem Kadri just for, what's Barry have, 1 year or 2 years left?
One.
So he's got 1 year left. You're giving up all those assets for a guy with 1 year, and you would have to think they have a plan to try and retain him. But that has to involve trading a forward, and they have to know that it does. So I would say they're not done, and that's a lot. I like Kerfoot a lot, but you can't make him the principal return, you know, outside of 1 year for Tyson Barry. For a signed Kadri. So I feel like a forward's on the move in Toronto at some point here.
Ryan Schaug from TSN. The Montreal Canadiens gave what a lot of people who love the offer sheets were like, we need the offer sheet. We got an offer sheet. I was like, man, that was like the lamest attempt at an offer sheet I've seen. It was so easy to match.
That was worse than me trying to dunk on Dusty during the morning show a few years ago. Like I had the dunking on my phone and I tried to like cut him off and dunk on him during his segment. And it was terrible. It felt so everybody made fun of me. He didn't even know what was going on. It's like if you're a 14-year-old and your 7-year-old brother comes running up and tries to punch you in the shoulder, it's like, what was that? And I feel like that's basically what this kind of was. They underestimated what Dundon is willing to do. I think they feel like because he's a hard ass in some negotiations and they know they want to do things a little different, that maybe they'd be able to manipulate that or take advantage of it. But they miscalculated. It wasn't enough. They should have gone to the next level. They should have loaded even more bonus money up front. They basically handed Carolina, signed Sebastian Aho at a decent dollar figure. The only issue is the 5 years. They would have wanted to do more. That's the only issue. So it was fell a little bit short, buddy, for sure.
Andre Sekera signs a 1-year deal in Dallas for $1.5 million, which illustrates, because a lot of people are like, well, why didn't they just trade him? No team, and I talked to quite a few, no team wanted to take him, even at half, which would have been $2.75 million.
No.
For 2 years. Because
no trade.
Yeah, they're leery of his foot speed right now, and if he can come back after only playing 60 games in 2 years.
Yeah, and I got to say, man, it surprises me. Like, there were articles being written and great debate locally about should they trade Sekera or is he valuable and does he... Are you nuts? The second you had a chance to trade Andre Sekera, he would have been gone. Zero question, zero debate whatsoever. There was never a debate as to whether they should or shouldn't. It was always, there's no way they can. And we saw that. His value is $1.5 million as a third-pairing defenseman because of his age, because of his injury history. So all of that whale of criticism that Ken Holland took for buying him out, there was no other option. It was either have him playing on the team at that dollar figure or buy him out and create some breathing space. Trading and retaining was never an option. So, I think it was commitment from the owner. I think it was Ken Holland saying to the owner, look, or to Bob Nicholson, and Nicholson to the owner, look, we're not going to have enough breathing room here, and you're going to have to spend some money right now to fix some stuff. And it shows me the owner was committed enough to throw some money out there and basically throw it out to help them be a little bit better this year. And they're going to be a little bit better this year because of their willingness to do that. And, you know, we know he wants to head into the season with $1.5 million to $2 million in breathing room on the cap. They wouldn't have been able to do that without buying out Sekera.
Yeah, the interesting that the feedback I got from a few people was they noticed in the last 20 games of the season that Sekera took some pretty big hits because they felt like he wasn't quick enough to get out of the way. And that was, and I've heard that from two different organizations. Obviously, it shows kind of the depth of what they scout on a player, and they felt like they were concerned that his foot speed wasn't there. He thinks the game very well, but if you're not going to get out of the way, then you might get injured. And that, to me, was a very interesting response from two different scouts and different organizations.
Well, back-to-back lower body leg-type injuries, right? Already not the fleetest of foot. He thinks the game well, and he's a veteran, and he's savvy. But if your health is escaping you, it doesn't matter how veteran or how savvy you are. So he survived, and he gave them some really valuable minutes. And I thought he did a great job to battle through that injury, get it on the ice, and throw some valuable minutes out there. Good for him. His career is not over because of the work he put in. But at $5.5 million on a long-term deal, it was not tenable for the organization. And so I think he could play in the league, Griggs. I think he's a third-pairing defenseman that Scott can help out some young guys. And if you've got him, you know, maybe on your second power play or whatever, fine. But it's got to be in the proper role. And it was too much money and too much term. Bumping up against injury troubles, it just went poorly.
Last year, Shauger, the Oilers forwards number 6 through number 12, that's 7 roster spots, scored a grand total of 43 goals combined.
Yeah, not good enough.
Drake Caggiula had the most at 7, and he only played 29 games. So,
and the funny thing is half of those guys spent a big pile of time on the top 2 lines as well.
Yeah, I know. So here's my question for you. When you let's exclude McDavid, Drysdale, Nugent-Hopkins, and for fun, we'll take out Cassian and Chiasson. Which Oiler forward scores the most goals out of the rest on their current roster this coming season?
So take out Nugent Hopkins, Drysdale, and McDavid?
And Chiasson and Cassian, the top five goal scorers from last year. So of the remaining forwards on the Edmonton Oilers, so you know that's Kara and Lucic and Gaetan Haas and all those other. Who do you think scores the most goals of that, or Sam Gagner of that group?
You know what? I'm going to go way out on a limb here just because this is kind of a just-for-fun question anyways. I'm going to say Joachim Nygaard gets 15 this year.
Joachim Nygaard! I love it!
I don't know. Why not?
Sure.
They're going to want to give him a look up top. Yeah. They're going to want to give him a look there if he skates as well as everybody says he does. So let's say that this just goes really well for them. Let's just say that. But again, it's a shot in the dark prediction. You know, if Kara had 14, I wouldn't be surprised. He's had a couple of down years. His NHL career here, he was lucky to get a 2-year deal, and now it's time for him to start putting up. He's an important player for them, so it wouldn't surprise me if he broke the 10-goal plateau and got into the 14 range and actually grabbed some of this opportunity under the right circumstance. And, you know, and a lot of it depends on Dave Tippett, right? Which of these players is Dave Tippett going to unlock? Every coach has success with different players. Which ones are going to flourish under Dave Tippett? How about this one? Jesse Puljujärvi gets 16.
Yeah, in the Finnish Elite League?
No, I don't know. Kenny left the door open a little, you know. He said he's dealt with this, you know, a few times. And it's a long summer. It's a long summer to sit there and contemplate not being in the NHL versus, you know, well, a few conversations with the new coach, a few conversations with, you know, some guys. He opened the door to it. It sounds like it's unlikely, but you never know, right?
Oh, 100%. Well, what's interesting is if you look at Jesse Puljujärvi's camp and they asked for the trade, right? So they haven't had a trade. Now it's kind of like they're calling your bluff. Are you going to sign a contract to go play in the KHL? And because a lot of the KHL contracts, you don't have an out clause. Once you've signed it, then that means you're committed. Right, so if you're Jesse Puljujärvi, do you sign that on July 15th? Because what if a team comes calling August 1st to Ken Holland and wants to make a trade? Well, now you can't get out of the contract. So,
well, what if you go play in Finland or somewhere like that instead?
Yeah, well, and that's where you could, and you would probably sign a contract that gave you an out clause. That could happen. And honestly, I think it would be better for Puljujärvi to play there than go play in the KHL, where now he's got to learn a whole other, try to communicate in another language. I don't think that'd be the best thing for him.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I just, let's let some time pass here. You know, let's let his summer training continue, the roster take shape. You know, I think that there's a chance they end up finding a trade for him. Like, you know, Ken Holland indicated yesterday that he feels there's some interest out there. And when he gets a deal that he thinks helps his team, he'll do it. I think they'll use Jesse Puljujärvi to help themselves in their sort of 5-8 forward position. And if that's Puljujärvi plus something to bring someone back in return, I could see him waiting until that opportunity presents itself and then striking. Not just trading him for, you know, futures, and but maybe coupling him with something else. You know, what does Jesse Puljujärvi and Ethan Bear get you? What does, you know, they got all those defensemen back there. They're going to be competing for ice time in the American League and more good D coming. So I think he's going to be patient, and I think he's going to help his roster next season with the Puljujärvi deal if he can.
Ah, well, definitely a trade seems more likely than another free agent signing. There's no doubt about that. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the Oilers bring a veteran on a PTO. I think that's going to happen for sure.
Look at the result they got from doing that exact thing last year.
Yeah.
Right? So why wouldn't you take a shot in the dark? And there might be some decent guys. Don't know what the list looks like yet. We need to let free agency happen here. Guaranteed there's going to be a guy or two who will sense opportunity at Edmonton the way Chiasson did last year.
Shogger, have yourself a good one. We will chat tomorrow, and we'll find out what happens in the NHL, the Oilers, and more. Appreciate your time.
All right, Paul. Take care.